Let us go to Matthew, 3rd chapter and verse 16 and 17 for our thoughts for the day. And we'll see today how the God Spirit, the Holy Ghost of God, is like a dove. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And how pleased God was, how well he thought of his Son, how much he approved and how much he took pleasure when he saw his Son being filled with the dove-like Spirit of God. And so let's look into the Word of God and see what this dove-like Spirit of God's Holy Ghost will be, if we would just lay hold of his Spirit, his dove-like Spirit. Isaiah, the 38th chapter and verse 14, we find these words, "Like a crane or a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. Mine eyes fail with looking upward, O Lord. I am oppressed. Undertake for me." This was Hezekiah praying and seeking God when he was sick. And yet he did not turn away from the Lord. He did not become bitter and angry. But on the contrary, the Word of God said he turned his face toward the wall. He turned away from all men, and he turned his face toward the wall, and he began to weep with a dove-like Spirit of God and cry unto his Father. And God heard him and healed him. And so, beloved, the dove-like Spirit mourns over our own calamities, over our own sicknesses and afflictions, but it will also mourn over the afflictions of others. And how many times that Jesus longed and mourned over his people, and particularly when he was marching into Jerusalem on his triumphant entry into that city prior to his crucifixion. Remember how he stood and looked over Jerusalem and said, "Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how oft would I have gathered you like a hen gathers her chickens under her wings, but you would not." He mourned like a dove. And God loves a broken and a contrite spirit. We seem to live in a day and have a concept, a false a concept in our day, that it's a weak thing to weep and to show brokenness. But that's contrary to the divine principles of the Word of God. God's Word declares that God loves a broken and a contrite spirit, and of such he will look. And God loves the tears of his people. God declares in his Word that he puts our tears into a bottle and writes them into a book. They are so precious to him. And so, beloved, it takes the dove spirit to mourn over others with the true spirit. It takes the true dove spirit to mourn over our own weaknesses and failures with the true spirit. And so the dove spirit will indeed mourn. And then the dove spirit, beloved, secondly, abides on clean things and in clean places. And we see this principle established clearly in Genesis, the 8th chapter, after the flood had just about come to an end, as it were. And Noah didn't know if the waters had completely receded from the earth. And so he loosened a dove out of the window of the ark. And the waters had not completely gone down. The trees had not yet appeared. And obviously the water was still full of much a putrid flesh from the flood. And there was no place for the little dove to light upon that would be clean. So the dove returned unto Noah. And then again, when he loosened her the second time, she went out and brought an olive branch back to Noah, proving that the earth was a clean place in which she could abide. And likewise, beloved, the dove abides in a clean place in our hearts. Thank God for the precious blood of Jesus Christ that can clean up our hearts and make it a clean place for the dove-like spirit of Jesus Christ and of the Spirit of God to come and abide. And then, beloved, the dove flies high above the strife of this world. When we take that spirit that's innocent and pure of the Spirit of God and let it permeate us and lift us up in prayer, it will lift us above the strife and the enmity of this world. The psalmist said in Psalm 55 and verse 6, He longed for this place. He said, and I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. And so we can fly away by God's Holy Spirit, His dove spirit, and be at rest when we are seeking Jesus Christ, and we're seeking the Word, and we're seeking to be seated in the heavenlies with Him. So thank God for His dove-like spirit. And then the dove-like spirit works in humility places. You know, we live in a very proud day, and so many people think so many lowly tasks are beneath them, and they're too proud and too haughty. Even as Christians, we see this spirit many times in the land. But may God grant unto us and give unto us the dove-like spirit of His Holy Spirit that will be content with the humble place and the humble work, like we see here in Psalm 68, God speaking of Israel, saying, though ye have lain among the pots, ye shall be as the wings of a dove, covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. God was saying to Israel that though she had worked in the lowly places and had been treated as the offscouring of the earth, that yet she would be exalted. God honored her for working among the pots. And so, beloved, Jesus, our lovely Lord, had that dove spirit, that meek, lowly spirit, and He was just a plain carpenter in His Father's shop, His earthly father, that is, for many years of His life. And He did not feel, though He was God incarnated in flesh, He did not feel that task beneath Him. He considered that a part of His Heavenly Father's divine will and plan and preparation for Him prior to taking on His earthly ministry. And so, beloved, if we would serve God and know Him, we need the dove-like spirit in our hearts that will help us to work in the lowly place and in the small places of this world. And so the dove also lives in the rock, as we see in the Song of Solomon 2:14, when the bridegroom said, oh, my dove, that art in the cleft of the rocks. And so the dove abides in the rocks of the Word of God. The dove will lead us to the rocks, the rents, the clefts of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we may learn of Him and learn of His obedience and His surrender and His sacrifice at Calvary's cross for us. May we seek to know that dove-like spirit. Heavenly Father, we come to You again today, thanking You for Thy presence and for Thy power. Thanking You for the Spirit, Thy Spirit, Thy Holy Spirit that is like a dove. Permeate us with that Holy Spirit. Permeate us with that dove spirit that we might be found like Thee, because we pray in Jesus' lovely name. Amen.